Then I turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4. There it was on the sports page. Only page that takes a firm position. Kind of like an honest politician. The kind you hardly find anymore. In fact, let's face it, the sports page is the only place to go when a fella wants to know the score.
It seemed like just yesterday the sports page was on the air, and now it's back. I'm John Bauer, Heidi Holton, Fred Friedman, Kyle Erickson. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, morning, folks.
Morning. Hey. Now, I got a lot of little notes here, and please jump in when you want. First of all, we'll start off with the Twins taking another blow. Royce Lewis, their number one draft pick in 2019, I think. Tore his ACL in the Texas snow. Just another blow.
That's always horrible. I think it was 2018, but they're not sure when he actually tore it. Was it in the ice in Dallas? At home, was it somewhere else? But it cost him another year of at-bats, so that's going to be – when he is at spring training next year, folks, it'll be 28 months since he's seen live pitching.
Wow.
Because of injuries, pandemic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
If there is a silver lining to such an unfortunate circumstance, it's that Lewis is only 21 years old. And he wasn't going to factor into the Twins' plans this year, and honestly, probably not even next year. He had kind of taken a step back the previous season in his development. So if he recovers well and fully, and there's a great chance that he will, modern medical science is amazing, as Timberwolves fans witnessed when Zach LaVine, who tore his ACL a few years ago, torched the Timberwolves last night. Lewis should be able to make a recovery and have a couple of years of development ahead of him and still only be maybe 24 or 25 years old at the most when he hits the big leagues and have a good big league career ahead of him.
So, Fred, yep. I want to ask you a question. It seems like I ask you this a lot, and maybe it's because of COVID, but I slightly doubt it is. Our new shortstop and some of these people that come from the Dominican and stuff are always having visa problems. I mean, they know they're going to report to the Twins in 2 months. Why do they have visa problems?
No excuse. Because they put off, they delay the application. It's no excuse. It's like some of us, when we're getting ready for an overseas vacation, we're working on it a year ahead of time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is procrastination. Hey, here's what it's like, John. When you had that paper due in class, in college, some of you worked on it right away. Some of us worked on it gradually, and some of us put in an all-nighter. Me, I worked on it right away because I couldn't stand thinking about it. But I can see by the smile on your face, you know what I'm saying. It's just a procrastination deal.
Wow.
There's no defense for it. Just like there was no defense, every person that I'm walking at right now on the screen, every one of our fans said, don't trade Zach LaVine. Don't trade Zach LaVine. Don't get rid of him. And he made the All-Star team. He's a heck of a player. It was a blunder. And in case you folks haven't noticed, yep, once again, the Timberwolves front office is in trouble.
Yep.
And they could lose a draft choice.
Oh, so this boy.
Big deal over this, because they can't follow a simple rule that's been on the books for 20 years. John, you know, you would, since you were in high school, you knew that they had the rule about interviewing various candidates.
Yep. Kyle, why don't you touch base on that a little bit, Kyle?
Yeah, I haven't caught that story. Is this a tampering thing? That's
No. It's what it's about is about our new GM basically having a plan to fire Saunders, but hiring a coach like the very next day and not giving an African-American assistant coach, I forget his name, an opportunity to even be considered for the job. And that's pretty bad.
And it's right into rules. This is a written rule that's been there forever. You've got to interview folks. You got to give opportunities for people of color, which after all, the NBA is about a team for color, at least to talk to them. And the GM made a major screw up, and it looks like it's going to cost the Wolves a draft choice.
So let me ask you this question. The Timberwolves, who are the worst team in basketball, end up with the number one lottery pick. Would they lose that number one lottery pick, you think?
I don't think that'll happen. They could delay it, or they could give the penalty a year, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A year down the road, too. I don't think the penalty will be that severe. But how can these guys make so many blunders? Front office, the suits, make so many mistakes.
Seriously, yeah, that's just hard to believe. Common sense stuff.
And last night's game, speaking of front office incompetence, was a reminder that the Timberwolves' starting backcourt could have been Steph Curry and Zach LaVine. Think about that.
There you go.
Think about that. That's 60 points a game right there.
You know, I watch every game because I just love sports and I have a negative attitude with the Timberwolves, but I'm also like very positive. You see our players, for the most part, working really hard, but they just can't defend. They just get blown by. And what happens all the time is the pick and roll, somebody drives, way too much help, kick three. I mean, you got to be able to defend that pick and roll better. And there's nothing, not a better play in basketball, but I just root for them. I mean, every one of those guys works so hard, but we're just never going to get there. I don't think we're ever going to get there.
John, I'm honestly pretty bullish on the Timberwolves right now. You need three stars to be successful in the league. Karl Anthony Towns is a top 20 player by anybody's calculation. Malik Beasley is, you know, not a top tier star, but he's 20 plus points a game. He defends pretty well. And if D'Angelo Russell can ever get back on the court, you've got three stars there. They've got good complementary role players in Jalen Noel and the McDaniel kid and a couple of others. But what they need is to get rid of Ricky Rubio, because a lot of what you're talking about, John, starts with Rubio's inability to keep anybody in front of him.
Yeah.
And when young, quick point guards get past him, you know this as a coach.
Yeah.
It sets off a whole chain where somebody else has to help, and then you end up with a wide-open kickout for a three-pointer. So get rid of Rubio and get an actual point guard and get a center who can defend the rim, because it's the NBA, and you are going to have guys who get past you, and you need to have somebody to defend the rim. And Karl Anthony Towns is getting better as a defender, but he's never going to be an elite rim protector. He's just not. And he doesn't have the instincts.
And Kyle and Fred, another thing about Karl Anthony Towns, he doesn't get any calls.
He doesn't.
It's unbelievable.
He doesn't. There's a study about he doesn't get any calls. It's actually out there. I don't know if the refs don't like him, if they talk about it. I don't know what this is all about. But it is true. And I totally agree on what Kyle's saying about not keeping Rubio, can't stay in front of somebody. I mean, the curse of basketball is somebody gets by you and you overhelp and you give up open threes. That's what it's all about.
Well, it seems appropriate. He's from Spain and he's a magic man with the Olé. He does the Olé on a lot of times. Okay, Tiger Woods, you talk about Royce Lewis's injury. Tiger Woods, everybody knows. We don't need to talk about him much, but had a terrible accident and sounds like his career's over. I just checked online now and doctors say it's extremely doubtful that he's ever going to be able to do anything again as far as golf goes.
Yeah. A lot of people's minds, I'm sure, went to Ben Hogan and his horrific car crash in 1949. But Woods is several years older than Hogan was at the time and already had issues with his knee and back. And I think this is probably curtains on one of the top two or three golf careers we've ever seen.
I read where an orthopedic surgeon says the people that are comparing the Hogan crash to the Woods crash are the golf writers. Orthopedists would never compare the two because they're completely different, you know what I mean, surgical procedures.
Yeah, we're talking shattered bones, shattered ankles, compound fractures, several bones sticking out, muscle fatigue. They had to let out muscle stress because of blood overflow. I think he's probably done, but we certainly wish him well. I wanted to bring up one more thing, and then you guys can take over because I seem like I'm asking all the questions here. I read there is a beach volleyball, women's beach volleyball tournament in Qatar, and they will not allow the women to wear bikinis, which is their uniform. And one of the two girls from women from Germany said, hey, that's like telling a cop not to wear his uniform. Thoughts, Fred?
I think that's right. If it's in Qatar, you know that's bad.
Yeah.
Remember, this is where they're building the World Cup soccer stadium with slave labor, everybody. So, yeah, I think they're right. You guys know that one of the greatest volleyball players in the world, top three or top five, is the wife of Philadelphia Eagle tight end Zach Ernst. And it's her uniform. It's what they wear. It's a beach game. And I know you got to be respectful of local customs. I get it. But if you want to host something worldwide, let's have standards.
Yeah. Heidi, what are you thinking about? I see you got your finger on your lips. You're thinking about what we're missing here.
Yeah, not much. I'm just getting ready. I'm just going over the trivia. When you guys are ready, just let me know.
Yep. We're definitely ready.
Okay. Hiring and firing coaches and managers is our topic for today.
Oh, boy. Billy Martin.
Tom Thibodeau.
Yes, you got it. What Gopher basketball coach was fired after six winning seasons and three NCAA tournament appearances in 6 years as head coach?
Clem the Gem. Haskins. Dan Munson. No.
Oh,
Jim Dutch. No.
I can see him. Six, crew cut. Musselman?
Oh, Musselman?
No.
What the heck are you talking about, Heidi? Are you reading this wrong?
Basketball coach fired after six winning seasons. Gopher.
Jim Dutcher? I mean, I'm just going through the...
No, it sounds like a trick. Is it a woman's coach?
Nope. It's the first name is... a term for like kind of a big person. Some you might call someone kind of a
big,
large,
or a PBS kids show where they kind of fall over a lot.
Weebles,
big bird.
Wobble.
We don't know Heidi who.
Tubby Johnson.
Tubby Smith.
Smith.
Oh my God.
Tubbies.
How did we all forget about Tubby?
We do.
All right, now the second question. Wow, that was a good one. Who did Tom Kelly replace as manager of the Twins in 1986?
Oh, boy. Ray Miller, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah. Good
what
job.
What coach in the University of Minnesota system won five NCAA championships more than any coach in the University of Minnesota history?
Dan Gable?
No, he never coached for Minnesota.
I mean, no, not what's Robinson is not Gable. Robinson is the wrestling coach I was thinking of.
Don Lucia?
No.
The Dick, the baseball coach, Dick Siebert.
I'm very disappointed in you.
Hockey guy. Oh,
UMD. In the system.
Oh, in the system.
In the system. Oh. Miller.
Yep. Women's hockey coach, Shannon Miller.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Who succeeded Brad Childress after he was fired by the Vikings in 2010?
Chili. I love it.
Chili dip. Well, it's not even that long ago and we're struggling. We need more coffee this morning.
Something's going on here. Fred, I can't believe it.
Frazier.
Yep.
Oh, Leslie. Nice job. Did you know that, Fred? Or are you just teasing us?
No, that was just a guess.
Okay.
Name the two Yankee managers that were fired after losing the World Series.
Billy Martin. No. He's got to be on here somewhere.
Isn't one of them Yogi Berra?
Yeah, 1964.
Who's the other guy?
And short one more,
short
huh?
crew cut guy. Was a catcher.
Oh, what's the year for the second one?
1960.
Oh, boy.
1960. Casey Stengel.
Yeah. Who is by far the winningest coach in Minnesota Timberwolves history?
Flip Saunders?
Yep. He's the only Timberwolves coach with an overall winning record.
What? He had a winning record?
427 to 392.
Yeah, he had all the Garnett years.
Yeah.
And the final question, who replaced Saunders as interim head coach after he was fired by Timberwolves general manager Kevin McHale in the middle of the 2005 season.
Sam Mitchell.
Mitchell?
Sam Mitchell.
Nope.
Kevin Kyle? McHale.
Kevin, yes. McHale.
Kevin McHale.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Then he went. He went on to Houston too, didn't he? Wasn't that where he coached for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, geez, that was interesting. I give senior correspondent an A on creativity.
Yeah, he definitely earned his money, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
For today.
All right, you guys. Great to see your smiling faces, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.